This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 18, 2010. The Bridge. The passage is from 1 Timothy 2. There is one God and one mediator between God and human beings, Christ Jesus. Bridges are practical for traveling over canyons or water. Without a bridge, it would be more difficult to get from one side to the other. And before we cross a bridge, we have to trust that it's strong enough. Between God and us three is a great chasm. On one side, there is God, in a world of peace, joy, health, and love. On the other side, there is us, in a world of suffering, sorrow, lawlessness, war, famine, disease, and death. We get a detailed picture of this world in Ezekiel 22. God cannot bear to let all this injustice go on. Someone needs to stand in the gap, act as a bridge, by which God can bring us to live in peace with Him. Otherwise, we are struck on the wrong side, living in rebellion against God and heading down the road to destruction. The wonderful news of the Bible is that Jesus Christ has come to be our mediator, to bridge the gap between us and God, to offer full life for all those who trust in Him as the way to God. And there's a two-way traffic on this bridge. Not only do we cross over to the other side at death, but God uses the Son to enter into the world and our lives today through His Holy Spirit. With Jesus as the bridge, God's will is done, on earth as it is in heaven. Our present calling? We must place our trust in Jesus, and in faith we can keep in step with the Spirit every day. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for loving this world so much that you sent your one and only Son to bridge the gap between us. And Jesus, help us to know your love. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.